This is a letter from Mount Sterling, Kentucky, dated February 17, 1943. My dear Catherine, Mac, and Jerry, I was so glad to hear from you. That is, have a letter as well as a cute Valentine. Thanks for the stamps. We'll soon have my book filled with only 6 more. You speak of the weather in a way you speak in a way you haven't much over us. For over 2 weeks have had cold, very cold, ice, rain, and snow. A day or so to make one feel like spring's around the corner. This last week made us think otherwise. High winds, 0 and several times 3 below. Sarah did have a time lamps coming and freezing. Lost 6. We had 2 in the house all night. I think one of them will die. We keep 6 fires going, coal oil cooking stove and big fireplace in the kitchen, one in my room, the big stove in the something, and one in Sarah's room with the door open between our rooms. Leif has been so faithful. I remember Leif. He was a black man that helped them.
What do you remember about him?
I think his hair was getting white, and he wasn't real big, but he was very nice. She goes for him at 5:30. I will be glad when we get back on God's time. You can see how hard Aunt Sarah worked. Imagine having to be up with those lambs all night and keeping all those fires going, and going and getting Leif at 5:30, so she had to get up and probably refurbished all the fires.
After renovating the house?
I mean, this might have been not when she renovated the house, so this is a different letter.
Right, but it's kind of in the general time period.
Yeah. I will be, okay, I think that she, I don't know what she means by being glad when we get back on God's time. I don't know if it doesn't seem like it was time to go on daylight saving or anything like that. Because it was February. Sydney and Virginia came out Sunday afternoon to see how we were getting along. One of his fine sheep dogs died Saturday, the other one sick. He took it to the veterinarian hospital. I am afraid someone gave them a dose. They are moving to the first house they lived in and continue on that farm. Ed Oman's son James and his wife bought it. It was her grandfather's home. Virginia was so glad. She said the house was too big for 2 people and the upkeep so expensive. Francis has been sick.
Can we stop for a second? The house that she's talking about, is that the house that Uncle Sid and Aunt Virginia lived in, like when?
I don't know.
You know, there were those 2 homes right next to each other. One belonged to her parents and one they lived in.
I don't know.
Okay.
Francis has been sick. Is better. Almost had, it looks like crop, but it must be croup. I am surprised the majority won, not hoofing half the time. They dress in am surprised the majority are not hooping half the time. They dress in 4th of July clothes for 0 weather. She must be talking about young people dressing in. My dear, am glad to say have been better the last 2 months for 8 or 9 years. It has been 7 years, the 8th of this month, since they took me to the hospital. My room is much more comfortable. The tobacco sold real well. Sydney put some in something for me. In bonds for me to be buried with, of course, this was my doing. Something. I'm having trouble with this writing right here. Bill and some. There was my doing Bill and some fencing. At any rate, it is a start to put me away. Mm-hmm. I guess they had to make some fencing. To put some fencing, the cost of the fencing.
I thought she was talking about her burial plans.
She talked about her burial plans, and with, of course, there was my something bill and some fencing. So she's saying that she has the bills for that, so she can't put it all on the. I think that's what she's doing.
Okay.
At any rate, it is a start to put me away. So she's, without you children having to, do some. She's saying that she doesn't want the children to have to do it themselves. It has been loyal for you to have done this much. You didn't have to do it, and I want to live to have enough for expenses and inexpensive burial, underlined.
So she knows this is 1943, right? She knows she's getting to the end of her life.
Yes. Don't think I am blue or discouraged. That can never be. I am happy to have lived a full life and a most happy one. You children growing up are ever a source of pleasure and my joy and privilege to overcome trials and obstacles. Sarah will have to go to Lexington tomorrow or Friday for her glasses. If the weather, she is expected to go. She expected to go Monday. Had a nice calendar from James mailed at Jordan. His address now is 601 Jordan, Montana. I'll enclose Emily's letter. I wrote immediately for her to come on up here from Louisville. Do hope she will. Why would she be in Louisville? A message came today to a friend of something Pierce, Erden. Her son was killed in action in April. I'm sending you a picture of the grave yard. Charles took so much pains to fix it up in good condition. Excuse me, in good condition. Of course, I paid for the material. I planted jonquils and hardy poppies all through it. I'm glad you kept. The lick-lack, knick-knack, it is quite the style on dresses, sheets, towels, and really did buy myself a fountain pen for $3.50. I don't know whether I like it or not. First, I must get accustomed to it. I get it broke in or or meant. May just called. And said Brother Alfred had two teeth pulled. I'm glad. I think it will help his eyes. Mary Robinson.
Did you ever meet her brother Alfred?
I think maybe. I can't remember well, though. Mother talked about him, and did I meet him or did I hear Mother talk about him?
What did she say about him? Do you remember?
Just about him coming there.
That's what I remember, too. His name was always mentioned, Uncle Alfred. Uh-huh.
Mary Robinson's oldest daughter had an operation Sunday a week ago for appendicitis. Is getting along all right. Amy and Nancy do the work and go to school. Nancy will be 12 in April. Carolyn Price will be April 18, the 15th of something. Mary Lee will be 21 in some time, I think. We'll join the It looks like wax. She wrote me a nice letter. Said Boone was there Christmas, so was her mother. Spike came walking in. He told Peggy he weighed 196 or 6 feet 2. She said he was so improved. Have had a letter from Dr. David Morgan. He is in England. The war is right in the midst of the worst. I believe. Patty Cock is the smartest and cutest child. Said to her daddy the other week, "Come, Daddy, Pat Cock is ready to go home." Sarah said she had written to you and glad to hear from you soon, and hope to hear from you soon, underlined twice, in regard to your share. I think it's share, which is perfectly all right with me. James sold his some time ago. Take things easy. Don't try to do 2 days' work in one like Sarah. Charles keeps well and writes her every day. You get busy and write. Don't wait a month or two. Sarah joins with me in love to each of you, Mother. That was a long letter.
What were your main takeaways from that letter?
Grandmother was concerned about illness and dying in a way and said she wasn't. But she also talked about being in the hospital 7 years ago and she was all right, and that seems to me a long time to be thinking about having been in the hospital.
Do you think, and did she die? She died in 44, is that right?
I don't remember. I graduated from Duke in 46 in January, and it probably was 45 or 44.
When she died?
Yes.
So she's either, you think, feeling like maybe, like, do you think she talks about her burial arrangements? Do you think she's just trying to communicate, like, just business, from a business perspective, that she's got this taken care of?
Or do you think always felt like Aunt Sarah was like a mother hen with her and not wanting her to do things and stuff, so that it might have made her more conscious of that. But I don't know. I mean, I wasn't around long enough to really know that. But, I mean, if Mother was in the hospital 7 years ago, she would have totally ignored that it had even happened and gone on with her life.
Was it really serious? I mean, what happened to her 7 years previously?
And I don't know.
I think it was.
It may have been really serious, but you recover.
Mm-hmm.
And then go on with things.
It sounds like she's trying in a way, though. I mean, it sounds like she knows her time is coming because she communicates. She communicates, look, this is kind of my burial arrangement. You're not going to have to worry about anything financially.
But then she says, don't think I'm worried about it.
Well, meaning, like, I think she's just saying, I'm trying to communicate it to you. But then, and then she says something else about the shares to your mother, which your grandmother.
No, this is what Aunt Sarah said about the shares.
Yeah.
And I think it might have been at the time when Mother decided that she was going to give her share to Aunt Sarah.
Right.
Outright, and maybe that's what Aunt Sarah's wondering about.
Right. And the only reason I mention this is that, you know, that one other letter, she talks about the share and that this is a shrine, we want to protect it. And it almost kind of sounds like she is, your grandmother is still concerned about that. Like she's trying to get some things in place before she leaves.
But it wasn't grandmother that mentioned the shares. It was, she said that, and it was underlined, she said, Sarah said she had written to you and hoped to hear from you soon, underlined twice, in regard to your share.
Maybe that's coming from her mother, though, too, in a way.
It could be, but it could be from Aunt Sarah.
I'm just thinking about that other letter, but...
Well, yeah, but that was a long time earlier. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Who knows?
I will read this letter that was enclosed in the letter to grandmother that was from Aunt Babe.
And may I ask you why your grandmother in Kentucky would have enclosed a letter from your aunt and uncle out in Montana and sent that to your mom, when I would have thought your mother would have known more about her brother in Montana?
It's just what this family did. If they got a letter from somebody, they send it on to the next person they wrote to.
So you kind of knew that?
They always did that.
Okay.
Mother sent letters too.
Just to keep everybody in the loop.
To keep everybody informed, and that was, they just wanted everybody to know what was going on all the time. And that's what it was. Home, January 16th. Dear Mother, your good letter to Joe, John, and Rebecca reminds me that I don't know when I have written or why I have not. A splendid winter until last night has made work easy for JC. I believe she's referring to Uncle Jim. Last night, a blizzard struck, a high wind with snow and 20 below. In the night, a lantern is no good, so everything must be done before dark, which comes soon in this north country. Right now, I want to say that we had the blackberry jam just after Christmas when Spike was home for 36 hours. It was so very good on hot rolls. JC explained to everyone where it came from and how in Kentucky it is legion. Also, we had huckleberry pie from the land of snow and evergreens where Mary Lee is, and baked ham, which is a specialty of JC's. After Christmas, I went to the mountains to spend New Year's with Mary Lee, Rebecca, and Joe John. Oh, Rebecca and Joe John could be with their dad, and I took my first vacation in 24 years. Spent 10 glorious days, and Spike came through, and we came home together. So what looked like the blackest holiday we have ever had ended up as one always to be remembered. Your box came the day before Christmas and was such a treat. You always do the nicest Christmas. With so many to think of, I don't know how you always give each one such personal thought. My flashy tablecloth I love. One of my neighbors got one from New York, and she was so tickled with it. It was no prettier than mine, and I want to thank you so much. A strange thing. JC got a new Justin razor strop, and then your soap and brush. Gave his shaving a new upturn. He has been well this winter, but neither of us can ever rest. Night and day, it is always the same. So long as I draw a breath, I still hate any and every German. I never have liked them for their beastly way of abusing their children and eating raw meat. I shall continue to make life unbearable for them whenever I find them. You said Rebecca had been with you. She has been there some little time this fall. I am so glad she can be. So many hundred times, JC and I have wished that you were close enough so that you could spend some time with us. We have missed our people so much. I have very few left and never see them. JC is more lucky with more people, but none where he can see them. I think it is a mistake for people to leave their home and relatives. There is never any contentment in it. Someday you need the support of those who care. We have made neighbors out here who are mighty fine, but they can never even be friends.
Did she mean to say family, do you think?
I think she must have meant to be family. I believe it is because of so much foreign element. Maybe she means friends. A little remembrance Rebecca said is for your dresser drawer. Put it among your clothes. You were well taken care of for Christmas, but who could more deserve it? You have been Santa to so many, always remembering to do the beautiful, intimate thing and get the message mailed on time. We think of you very much and always end up by saying we wish you were nearer. This is hardly a day that I am up all day. We have to be very careful about what I eat. Fell from grace while I was with Mary Lee. She lives in a fairyland of unreality up there, surrounded with every convenience and splendid people. There are only 3 girls in the park service, so they are some spoiled, I guess. She is talking of joining the WAX in April when she is 21. Wanted to join the Navy, but the positions are different. If she goes to DM in April, where the WAC are headquartered, I will go with her to see my people. We'll probably go on to Louisville, where my only niece is, and to Indianapolis, where my younger brother is. Would like to see them all while my health holds out. You are glad it is a new year, and so am I. Let's hope this year we'll really see the end of all Germans. I think they will find the Russians are not as soft as the Americans were. I think the Russians will follow them up and beat them in their own dog-eating country. A new calf last night in the blizzard kept us up most all night. It's fine this morning. It doesn't act like a blizzard baby. Mother, this didn't end like I had expected it to. It is hard for me to write anymore. Anything of interest. I have stopped writing to all my people too for the same reason. But one thing, always remember, whether we write or not, we are thinking of you and are plugging for you and will never stop loving you. Emily and JC. This reminds me some of Aunt Babe. She would get going on prejudices and rant. I remember that. I'd kind of forgotten that till I read that letter.
A couple things that she said. Well, one, the overall tone, that is just very impressive, is Ms. Koch always seems to treat her sons-in-laws and daughters-in-laws, kind of like daughters and sons.
Grandmother was very loving to everybody, I think. Family was very important to her.
I mean, it just is very impressive the way she reaches out, and you see that in her letters as her sons-in-laws and different. She isn't like, it doesn't seem like the typical mother-in-law, you know, that we think of today. You know what I'm saying? That,
yeah.
I mean, she seems so very, very open and gracious with her children's wives and husbands. She says a couple things. Well, one, obviously, her prejudice. And you know, I'm that seemed to be something really common that you touched on that was really common in our country at that time, or you
it was common in our country, but it wasn't as rabid as Aunt Babe was with it.
And she says a couple of things about, and I'm trying to find it, about just kind of life, that where is it? Did your grandmother send you blackberry jam? Do you remember that?
I think probably she did. They sent things like that. And I don't think postage was as expensive as it is now.
She writes in here, you know, that her husband has been well this winter, but neither of us can ever rest. Night and day, it is always the same. And that was kind of like what I wondered, like if their life was like just...
Uncle Jim worked very hard. I can't remember Aunt Babe working that hard.
And she talks about her daughter living in a fairyland of unreality up there.
You know, I haven't the slightest idea what she's talking about, and I can't remember where Mary Lee was. But it sounds like she might have been working for a place like a resort, like at some place like Glacier Park or Yellowstone Park. Doesn't it sound like she might have been working someplace like that?
I just didn't know, like, if her life, if her mother's life is just, she doesn't have some of the modern conveniences or, but she says, before she even talks about that, she writes, fell from grace while I was with Mary Lee. What does that mean, that they got in a fight?
I think that she meant that she ate things that disagreed with her.
Oh, really?
Because she refers earlier to her stomach.
Okay. She lives in a fairyland of unreality up there, surrounded with every convenience and splendid people. It's just kind of strange because you would want
the best. She didn't like the people that were farmers. She didn't like them, and some of them were very nice. She didn't like them.
Her mother didn't like the people.
And Babe didn't think that the people that lived near them were...
This is where her daughter is. She's talking about the Park Service.
No, I'm talking about earlier on. She was talking about the people that she couldn't make friends with. That they were not friends.
Okay.
And we wondered first if it was, well, they were not relatives. And I think it was really that she meant not friends.
Huh.
I remember
her going... That's right. I believe it is because of so much foreign element. Was there that much foreign element in eastern Montana in 1943?
I don't think so. And, I mean, one of their closest neighbors were the Wheatcrofts, and I think they were British.
So that did bother her, maybe?
I don't know. But she didn't seem to like her neighbors, although they had these dances and things, and they came, but she just didn't. I don't think she felt they could be friends. I don't know. But that's what it sounds like there to me.
And then she talks about her daughter. Well, in any event, it gives you a little bit of insight into their lives. I'm so glad that your grandmother put this letter
in. Yeah, I am too, because I don't think that they ever wrote to Mother. And she didn't mention Mother at all. And my folks gave them a lot of help.
It sounds that way. Here is another one. This is March 1943.
You know what? I'm getting hoarse.
Are you?
That was two long letters.
Okay.
Maybe we could do our
okay.
Or dinner do our, or do a little walk or do something.
Okay.
Let me go see if I can better turn that off.
Oh.
See if I Mount Sterling, Kentucky. My dearest daughter, you can never know how glad I was to have you with us and how much it hurt to see you leave. I had to keep from most in my mind the gladness of having you. I guess it is a little harder as we grow older. I did miss you so at night, found myself reaching over to see if you were there, then yet wide awake to know you were gone. I did my best to keep cheerful, realize it was a bum effort. Charles did his best, but he was trying to keep from thinking of having to go back so soon. He hated it worse than he ever did, and Sarah as bad. I tried to think something funny, all three of us putting on a fine act, being cheerful. Haven't seen Sydney since you left. Virginia came up Wednesday as Sydney went to Louisville to the Legion Convention. She went home today, didn't come out as she was busy canning. Sarah has done very little. Perhaps later she will. Canning, I believe she meant. You left on Sunday. Well, through the next morning, only early 7 o'clock. Sister Fanny went down those high steps, picked up the porch swing to bring on the veranda, and as the paint had dried just as she got nearly to the top, she and the swing fell over into the It looks like shunted by, but that doesn't make sense.
Shutter box?
Shutter big. Anyway, she fell into something. Cracked all her ribs on the left side and bruised her quite a bit, especially her bottom, so she could hardly sit down for days. She is still very uncomfortable. I think she will soon be all right. Charles took me in the afternoon to see her. He left Sunday night, a week after you did. A letter last night saying he had an apartment and would be looking out for Sarah. I guess not until after the elections, as she is a clerk. I looked for Lizzie to come today. Thing have no cook, and Dorothy is expecting, and with the hot weather, she is about worn out. A letter from R will enclose it. Nancy's here today until Sunday. Carolyn comes tonight. Forrest Lockridge had some kind of a hemorrhage Wednesday. He is at the hospital and dying this morning. Mrs. L and Elizabeth.
Lizzie?
Mrs. L. and Elizabeth Pitiful. Mrs. L. has heart trouble and E. can something of throat, cancer of throat. I am feeling better yesterday and today. Get up for breakfast every morning. Since Carolyn left, I try to let somebody on SB to Gettings as much as possible. I don't want to feel like a mother-in-law. Had a letter from David Morgan, Elsie's husband, and he is in England and been to London to a doctor's meeting. Am looking forward to Jerry's coming. Wish you Mac and Mac were coming with her. My, I could just see them cleaning that basement. Lots of something. And this is the end of this letter. There's part of it that's missing.
Before you jump into the other letter, will you just kind of share your thoughts and talk about?
This must have been when Aunt Sarah was about to go to live in Washington, D.C. with Uncle Charles because he was finding an apartment. It seems to me there's so much in the letters about sickness that she writes. Because she's saying that she's been sick. She's saying that all of this sickness that everybody has, it seems like all of her letters has something about being sick.
She's concerned about people's health. Like she was talking about, I know the earlier one, Francis was sick and Frank had thyroid issues.
Uh-huh.
You think she's just getting older and just more concerned?
I think she just cared about everybody and didn't like them to be sick. And maybe that's all the news there was. Maybe life was just going on and you do the dishes and you plant the tobacco and you do things like that. And it's not news. It just is what is part of life on the farm. And so when people get sick and fall down and their relatives, that's what the news is.
I mean, I would probably, if I were writing on a regular basis to somebody and somebody had an accident at my house, I'd probably, and if I was telling somebody,
yeah, you'd
probably report. I would probably say, mention it.
Uh-huh.
There was something she said in here that kind of baffled me. What was it? And this is to your mother?
I think it must have been. I'm not sure, though.
It just didn't.
But she's talking, she talked about Aunt Rebecca. She talked about all these people that weren't mother. And some of it I had trouble reading, as you could tell.
Yeah, it is to your mother, because it says, I'm looking forward to Jerry coming. Wish you and Mac.
True.
Wish you and Mac.
And here are two letters in the same thing from Aunt Sarah.
Okay.
And this one, it must have been after I was away. Dear Catherine and Mac, some days I can't get much done in the writing line. The apartment is tiny. So this must have been from Washington, D.C. The apartment is tiny, about as big as our bedroom at home. Yet by the time it's cleaned and I wash Charles' underclothes out each day with what I have soiled, the laundry is so uncertain, like has 3 weeks of shirts in the laundry now and not able to get on account of labor, as he hasn't that many suits of underwear. They have to be done. The neighbor next door has a Buick and seems to be able to get gas. So most every day she takes Mrs. Watson and two someplace. That may have seen a lot of the country and historical places. Last week we went. She must have gone with her. We went to Fredericksburg, Mount. Almost 70 miles from here to Washington. Mother and sister's homes. They were so. Part of this is not showing. They were so interesting, and the grounds beautiful. I go every time she asks, whether I feel like it or not. Have had intestinal flu since Easter and left me with dizziness, so had to go to the doctor. Am almost all right now. This has been a lot. There's been a lot of it around here, he said. Monday we went to some Secretary Knox funeral, my first military one. And won't forget it in a long time. All the big shots, Mrs. Roosevelt and daughter, Mrs. has gotten rather thin. Daughter don't look so hot. More like mother than father. The flowers were marvelous. Each had a different beauty of its own. Wreaths and sprays by the hundreds. Haven't been to the Senate. Something at the Capitol last summer. Haven't called Mrs. Crux either. We were asked to an open house. Maybe if I put my glasses on. A major gave tonight for a something Marine woman leaving for West Coast Monday, but it is pouring down raining, so we won't go. I'm trying to see if this is the next page.
It looks like it is.
So we won't go. I guess that's the end of that thought. Uncle Alfred had an operation before I left. A tumor was removed and said it was cancerous. He did fine. Was taken something the first taken ill the first of April, operated on again and is doing fine. Sydney took him home last Saturday. Prudy writes me this week that Aunt May has been just to bed with high blood pressure and heart trouble for 3 weeks. Sydney and Virginia called me Monday night to tell me Jolene White Trimble was found dead Sunday morning in bed. Went to bed feeling well at Roberts in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He had been there since cousin Izzy fell in the middle of February and broke her hip. She is doing fine, Has to be in bed 12 weeks, she wrote me. Things have changed in how they keep you in bed from things, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had me get up immediately with my broken pelvis.
Yeah, right after you gave birth, too.
Yeah.
Like, get up, go take a shower.
Yeah. Amazing. And then you stayed in bed a week years ago. Not when I had my kids, but you did.
Mm-hmm.
When it was just supposed to be done, I guess. But 12 weeks in bed for a broken hip. Robert stayed with her. Mary Ray Thurman and Emily came. To something with the body. Was good to hear their voices and that things were fine. Carolyn Price writes, Manny Miller was operated on Thursday for appendicitis and doing fine. Also, Jean had the measles. Carol and Mrs. Sled ran Carolyn away from the house because she went to a USO dance. She is staying with Frances until she graduates anyway. Do feel sorry for Jean and SH something. Guess they didn't want to put out money to buy her clothes to graduate. That must have been a Carolyn they were talking about. That shows you what kind of people she were, her father and
Grandmother.
And grandmother.
What was it? They ran her off because she went to a USO dance?
Yes.
What?
They threw her out.
I've seen a picture of her when she lived at my nanny's house. When she graduated from high school and she has her robe and gown on.
Oh. I sent her my shoes. My shoe something, and we'll send her some money this coming week to help out, as she only works half-time going to school. Heard from Jerry about 2 weeks ago, and she was fine. Wrote her a card the other day. Glad she is doing so well. Rebecca has been with Emma Price for some time. Guess she is home now. Emma Price is expecting the stork. And Elsie wrote me, doctors said there would be twins. The more the merrier, I wrote her. Evidently, they didn't have twins. Aunt Lizzie writes she is pretty good, but Mrs. Mother so much, also me. Think between mother going and Cousin Jeb. Who is Cousin Jeb or Jab's fall?
I don't know.
It nearly got her. Charles is fine and wishes they send him back to the farm each day. He is a commissioned Marine officer now. Sometime I shall write to Mary Lee and send it to the ranch. I something about an Easter card with a piece of peace and with a piece about mother. Okay, with a piece about mother. Charles joins me in best love, devotedly, Sarah.
Will you talk a little bit about the letter? Or anything?
What did you think? It just seemed like it's a lot of news. I think Aunt Sarah must have been missing everybody in Kentucky because she writes so about what everybody is doing. And it, there again, it's all the illness that that everybody has.
Yeah, it's interesting. She's in a big city. She's got all these amazing attractions. And she does say she's doing that during the day, but she doesn't say, you know, went to such and such and had a fabulous lunch. And, you know.
No, she doesn't, but she did also say that she was fighting the flu all the time and she probably didn't feel like doing much at that time.
Right. And she was in Washington because of World War II and her husband, is that why?
Yes.
He was being called back to service?
And they were in Washington.
Did you visit them?
Yes.
And tell me about that. What was our apartment like? And was it in Alexandria or in
Aunt DC? Sarah took me around a lot while we were there. I can't remember if it was in a car or how we got around, but she took me around quite a bit. I remember that, except not to the Washington, to the Lincoln Memorial, because she did not like President Lincoln for some reason. Well, because...
Did she say that to you when she was there in Washington?
She wouldn't take me there. I asked her a couple of times and she said, no, there's other things to see. But I also knew what she had said about the Lincoln bust.
Did she seem pretty comfortable in D.C. showing you around?
Yes. She was very nice to me. So and I can't remember why I was there, or if Mother was there too. I just don't remember, but I remember, I think it was just me for some reason.
And she and her husband lived in D.C.?
Yes.
Did they have a nice apartment, or was it just kind of an average?
I don't remember anything about the apartment. I remember going around with her and wanting to go to the Lincoln Memorial. She took me every place around in Washington except there. And they were extremely nice to me. And here is another letter that was written to Mother and Dad by Aunt Rebecca. And this is Friday the 28th, and of what, I don't know. But dear Catherine and Mac, was so glad to have your letter yesterday. Rebecca went home 2 weeks ago and has been in bed with the flu. Also, Elsie and Mrs. somebody, the lady that lives with them, and she called last night and said they were all right. I was out once taking Rebecca to town and having no one and having no work, and having some work done on the truck that had something while I was sick. Saw Suzette there. Guess I got up too soon. By the next morning, too sick to take Rebecca to the train. Lost my voice or thought I had developed pleurisy when I couldn't stand it anymore and made my mind up to go to the hospital with pneumonia. I had doctors found it was shingles instead. So I'm taking shots and medicine, also feeling rotten. Mm. Yeah. The last day or two am some better. Trying to be careful, but it is hard on Helen with two babies. But they are so good, and she is good as gold to me. And here again is a reference to Helen.
Mm-hmm. So she's taking care of your grandmother and the babies? Or
no, I think Helen is taking care of Aunt Sarah with the shingles.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And she has two babies.
Okay.
Also, was so good to Mother always. No one will ever know how hard it was to put Mother in an ambulance, knowing it was her last trip and being so too sick to go with her.
Okay, so after she died, Aunt Sarah got shingles.
No, this was before. Must have been before. Because then she put her mother, and I went with her. I thought I remembered Aunt Sarah being sick. Believe I was sick and had been for 2 days or more, yet forced myself to stay up knowing Mother was so sick. She was in bed a month before Christmas, only got up so she wouldn't spoil our Christmas. She had written each of you a card the first time she sat up in bed saying she was sick. I could see she was failing and did all that I could for her. Also tried to make the others see she was slipping, but couldn't. It did seem strange that after not being in bed for 41 years that I should be so sick when she needed me her last days.
So she, your grandmother has died when this letter was written.
I don't.
It sounds that way.
Maybe.
It sounds like she's
maybe
dead.
Maybe already. I don't worry, for I have no regrets, if any, that I shouldn't have a mate by her side all the time. Don't worry, for I will be all right in time. If it hadn't been for Jerry to go with her, I don't know what I would have done, as Carolyn Price was sick here with flu at the same time. Jerry is very lovely and has improved so much since September. Looked grand and had gained also, gained Christmas while here. Well, I must have gained some weight. Was sorry that things happened as they did, for I had planned a very different holiday for she and Charles. You should be very proud of her. I gave her a lovely old glass something of Mother's, dish of Mother's, after the something much, a gross you had sent Mother long ago. Oh, it must have been a dish that my mother had sent to her mother a long time ago, that Mother loved so much. The chains she had broken and hadn't found it. That doesn't go. Gave her a lovely old glass dish of Mother's. Also the pearl something that you had sent Mother long ago. The chain she had broken but haven't found it. In fact, I haven't been able to go through anything after Sydney is something and settled. I hope to something the best of everything. Close the house, lock the yard and front gates, but hope. But Leif tends the crops. Look after beef cows, sell milk cows. Sydney will come every day out here and join Charles for a much needed rest. I may not be something if he is sent across. If he is sent across for no one knows just what will happen, then we will come back where he can, when he can, and two more off after. It's very hard to read this. I don't think she felt good when she was...
Don't worry about it. Just skip over it.
Well, she's looking forward for him to return for good. Robin was notified when Mother was ill, and she, of course, was very large and stayed most of the time at Aunt Lizzie's. She is different from us in every way. Aunt Robin again.
And she says she's large. What does she mean by that?
Fat, I think. Tommy Jr. came to the funeral. He is nice and seems like a fine boy. Will be 20 next birthday. They got him deferred on farming, sold their place and rented a larger one. Now they are going to Cincinnati, buy a house, and Tom Sr. work in Cincinnati. So last Sunday, Tommy Jr. appeared on the scene wanting a job. See the farm to keep from going into the service. He is at Perk's now. Perk and that just wasn't done. Then
you
went,
and so he was wanting to be the firm. My mom mentioned that he came and worked for my grandfather, and that it didn't work out.
Perk and somebody are to move where Sid and Virginia live. Oh, Perk and Helen are to move where Sid and Virginia live now. I couldn't undertake that, for I thought Robin and Tom should have stayed on the farm as they got him out on that reason. Rebecca says she has changed for the better. I hope she is right. Yet her last words to me while I was in bed says, God be with you. I never expect to see you again in life. I guess she must have said that to. Rather, something, but I should worry after all I have done for her. James has never written a word, only a telegram saying, so shocked, could have come but had I known it. That's a joke. Why didn't he come to see her instead of waiting until the end?
Is this in the letter?
Yes. This is in the letter.
She wrote that that's a joke?
It was a joke that Uncle Jim couldn't come if he had known it. She says it's a joke why he didn't come to see her instead of waiting until the end. She's complaining that Uncle Jim never came to see her. When in Washington in October, I phoned Mrs. Crux and she would have Charles and I come out to call anyway. She was so nice, but couldn't get over I was your sister. The twins were so cute. Sometime when I feel like it, we'll Right, only she misspelled it. She spelled it R-I-G-H-T again. But don't wait for on me, and always remember me. Shall be glad to have any of you come when you can and want to. It's still home, even with mother gone. She will be greatly missed, just like I still miss Dad. Helen and Perk, join me in love to you both, and always be terribly, terribly proud of Jerry, for she is lovely. Devotedly, Sarah. So that was nice.
It was a lovely letter.
It was a lovely letter.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand.
Must have been devastating for Aunt Sarah not to be able to go to the hospital with grandmother.
So Sarah and Charles were living in Washington at the time, came back.
I think that must have been what it was.
This is the Christmas.
Because she speaks of going back to Washington.
And Sydney going out to the farm and checking on things on a daily basis. And Leif. So she wasn't living there when her mother died. She had just come back for the holiday visit. Her mother dies. All these people are in the house. Everybody's pretty much sick.
Carolyn Sarah was has sick shingles. Also.
And Helen is there with two babies taking care of Aunt Sarah.